Hello?
Yeah, sorry about that. Remember I told you all our calls are recorded?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the recording times out after 60 minutes. So once we've been talking for a whole hour, you have to, like, stop the recording and start a whole new one over and kick this off the call. Okay. But, yeah, I'm ready for the other payment information.
Can you – hold on. I have the other credit card, but I deposited a check yesterday, but I haven't got through. But I'm going to go to the bank. It's like a block from my house. I'm going right now. I'm going to deposit cash.
Okay.
Okay, it'll take me 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's fine. It actually gives me a chance to breathe, too, because all they do really is just try to send me calls back-to-back and close out positions. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, if you want to put me on hold, I don't mind. I got some emails I actually have to send out anyway.
Okay, well, it'll take me 2 minutes.
Okay, yeah, take your time. I'll put myself on mute, but if you come on and just let me know when you're ready, I'll come back on the line.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Hello, Banco
de Oro. Yo le estoy pagando a Don por el website y le estoy pagando a otro por el Google.
Ajá.
Me está cobrando mucho, dice.
Ok.
Necesito cancelar el otro.
¿Cuál?
El de Google. Y voy a agarrar esos canales.
¿Y esos son seguros?
Esos trabajan para el Google, dice Google. Me mandó. Vamos a ir aquí.
¿Cómo sabes que son 100% seguros? Mucho cuidado con la ropa.
Ajá.
Sí, con todo. Yo creo que
está aquí. Bueno, está bien. Estaba menos que eso.
Y luego, ¿pero cómo sabes que es seguro?
Ya, mira el golpe.
¿Eso qué?
¿Te di la alarma acá?
Sí.
¿Y por qué me aparece? Bueno, pues acá. Hello?
Yep, I'm still with you.
I deposited the cash. I don't know how long it takes. I believe it's right away, right, when you do cash?
Yeah. Yeah, it's usually right away, but I wanted to, real quickly before we do this, so, like, you'll be able to cancel, like, future payments for sure. Like, you just have to call them up and cancel it, regardless of the contract. Usually they won't even argue with you for that, but what I think you should do, since it's only been 6 days, and I know that they haven't really done anything, I would also request a refund of the first month. And what you could do is you could ask them for it, but also if they don't want to just cancel and refund you, you could tell them, like, hey, I'm going to go through my bank and do what's called a chargeback. And usually they don't want that. Like, that looks good on their or looks bad on their financial record. So at that point, I think they'll even reimburse you for that first month's payment. So I think it's worth a try to even try to get that $1,500 back from them too.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, because 6 days in, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, they haven't really done anything. This website, and you said you got the website through a completely different provider. So it's like they didn't even really build the website, the company that's charging you $1,500. They have nothing to show for it. I mean, your Google business profile isn't even verified. So.
Okay.
Anyway, I finished up the notes. I'm ready for the other payment information.
Okay. I got the card.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
It's 4009.
4009.
0803.
0803. 1095. 1095.
6219. 6219.
Okay, and expiration date, month, and year? 11/25. 11 of 25, and then 3-digit code on the back.
155.
Okay. And I was going to ask you too, do you want your paperwork to come in Spanish?
No, it doesn't. English is fine too.
Okay. I know you're good with both, but I just want to double check. I didn't know if you prefer, like, reading in Spanish.
English is fine in case, you know, short.
Okay. Okay, so here, there's the payment's going through on this one. So I'm going to stay on the line. You're going to get a couple of text messages that are going to come through. One of them's going to look like the one that I already sent you, but the other one's going to be new.
Okay.
All right.
I have one, yeah.
Okay, so the one that you just got that said, thank you for choosing Local Splash, or hey, Sue,
yep.
Thank you for choosing. Okay, if you click on that link right there, where it has, like, your phone number in it?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a full outline of your agreement in writing.
Okay.
Okay. I remember I told you that I would make sure you have it, okay? So this is everything. This will have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure that I gave you. You'll see in there the My Site or the website, $0, right? And then the billing date is due each month on the 26th, but you keep that same pricing structure.
Okay.
Okay. So it stays $299. So it says monthly thereafter is still the same, $299. And then they even have, like, the Facebook ads in there. At the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it. The cancellation policy is you could cancel at any time. Okay. There's no cancellation fee or penalties or anything like that. Okay. So it's a true month-to-month service. If you don't want to do it, you just let us know. We stop doing the first page placement. You still keep everything that we create for you. So your website will still be there. Your Google business profile will still be there. You just won't see yourself on the first page for concrete and any of the services anymore. We'll just stop doing the optimization.
Okay.
Okay? So that's full disclosure there. And then once you sign off on that, you hit confirm signature, there's also a hard copy of it that's been sent over to your email. So you'll always have it on file, and we'll always have it on file that you keep that $299 as long as you're with us.
Okay. So on this okay. one, I touched a square that said I agree that SMS and the certify that I got to touch those squares, I guess.
Yeah, you have to agree for us to send you text messages. So you check that first one, it says it's okay for us to send you text messages. And then the second one is to certify that the card that you gave me is actually yours. And you're not like giving me somebody else's card or pretending to be somebody, right? So it's certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card.
Yes. Now, okay. I did sign it and press the button. Now it says username and password.
Right. Okay, good. So at the end of your client interview between 5 and 6, they're going to send you a separate email. Okay? The separate email will have the app that you could download. There's a YouTube video that will show you how to use the tracking system. And then they'll have the username and password in there for you. So you could log into that. Right now, I don't want you to focus too much on that because it's going to be blank until we have everything up and running and we start getting you some customers, right? The tracking system's not really going to have anything in there.
Right.
So you'll get that. Don't panic. Don't panic about it right now. The main thing that I want you to focus on is being ready for the client interview between 5 and 6. And then there's the other form. Let me show you this one. You go to the text. It'll say, Jesus, thank you for it'll say local splash. And then it says, Jesus, to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require some additional information to proceed further.
Yes.
Okay, there's a link right there. It'll say url.localsplash.com/Google.
Okay.
Okay, click on that.
All right.
All right, and that's your Google verification form. Okay? It might take you a couple days to get all this stuff together. You know, I asked for, like, license, insurance, and everything. Fill it out as much as you can. At the bottom, it tells you right at the bottom, sometimes if you're missing something, we will just three-way call with a Google rep on the line, and we'll verify your listing over the phone.
Okay.
Okay? So try to get that over as much as you can. It's pretty easy. You could just click add file and take a picture of this stuff, you know, and send it in. And Google's going to put a little badge and a check mark on your listing that lets people know when they're seeing your Google business profile that you're a verified contractor. So they won't have to question you. You know what I mean? They won't go, oh, are you real? Are you really from here? Do you have all this? You know what I mean? They don't have to give you any crap. It's all right there.
Right. Okay.
So that way by the time they call you, it's just a matter of like, hey, what do you need? And then take care of them.
Yes. Here on email, like on Google, I have the Gmail, but my business, that email, I should put the business email, right?
I have the Superior Construction LLC one at outlook.com. Yeah.
Okay. Because up here it says,
Oh, Jazz Hill at Relevant Ads?
Because I got my whole email is chewy6338@gmail.com.
Oh, no. It's the business one.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll feed up and get all the stuff that you need.
Okay. Fill it out as much as you can, and then we're going to circle back with you here in about an hour and 20 minutes, and we'll do the client interview. I have a bilingual rep who's going to come on and walk you through it. My number's in all these texts and emails, too. So if you want to get a hold of me, you could still call me back. We also have 24/7 customer service. So if you need help, just call in, okay?
And your number will be the 877-635-6225?
Exactly. But you have to hit extension 544 to call me direct.
Okay.
And then, like I said, if you need anything, don't hesitate to call in. We also have bilingual reps here, too, so we'll make sure we get everything rolling.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. I'm looking forward to working with you. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.